It's been a month since we've had the Dave Cave, and we took a month off to mourn Notre Dame's loss to Ohio State. No need to rehash that. At least that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. No need to rehash that.
We don't
want
to talk about it. But again, it was a loss.
Yeah, it was.
It was a loss.
It was no other way. Congratulations to the Buckeyes.
Yep.
I had Buckeye fans over here while the game was on, and they let me know full well that their team was a little bit better than mine.
And that's
so,
why
hey,
I stayed home.
That
I didn't want to deal with it.
Got no problem with it. Yeah. I mean, that's the give and take of what it is. I have no problem with it. Justin, did you work that day? I don't remember.
I was here.
Yeah, he was here.
Oh, that's right. You guys were upstairs.
Upstairs.
Jesus, I'm getting old.
Yeah,
I am getting so
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, ooh, I even had my friends here, Dad. That's all right.
I know.
And I didn't even get to enjoy most of the game because, and that's this is when I knew we were going to lose, Marley spent most of the game crying so incredibly hard that I spent most of the game in the bedroom trying to comfort her.
Why didn't you bring her down to me? Let the king get his touch on her. It would have been over. She'd have been asleep in minutes. You all know that. It already worked earlier today.
I don't know what to tell you. It was a bad experience.
Yeah,
I knew it was
bad. I'll tell you what a bad experience is. This stupid snow this morning. Jumping, joppers, get up, and it's snowing. I called you and said, don't bother coming over. You're like, nah, I don't want to sit home. I might just come out anyway. You come over. And then David, again, I knew you'd drive with your big old 4Runner.
Yeah,
I knew that wasn't going to bother you.
Bother me one bit.
But my God, poor Joel. He flew out today to go to Florida. Last update I got from him was they were 2-hour delayed at Rickenbacker. So it's just Mom and I leave Saturday to head to Jamaica with a McDonald's.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, it should be. It should be. But this is the one bad thing about when you take a vacation in winter, especially when you're flying. You never know what's going to happen. So, man, I'm just so sick of snow. I don't want to see it. Was out there shoveling. It's just terrible. And then, of course, God bless the truck drivers, the plow drivers, and those guys. But right at the bottom of my driveway again, now it's got a ton of snow.
And it's wet.
Oh, it was heavy snow.
It's heavy, wet.
Yes.
Nasty. Hey, at least we went to Toronto when we did. Cato said they got like 2 inches, or 2 feet, sorry.
2 feet of snow?
He sent me photos. Yeah, I'll have to show you. He sent me photos. It looks disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got in and out of there proper time.
Well, speaking of that, let's just jump right into this Four Nations hockey tournament. USA, USA,
USA, USA,
USA. We're in the final because we beat Canada 3-1, and I don't know if you guys saw any of it. The first 9 seconds of that game, there were 3 fights. Literally, from the opening faceoff, 3 fights. You gotta Google and watch the Tkachuk boys get busy, because it was freaking hilarious. But my God, what are we talking about? We beat Finland 6-1 and then beat Canada 3-1. So I don't know who they're going to play in the championship. I haven't paid much attention to that outside.
Is it Sweden? Because they haven't lost?
No, Sweden lost. They got beat by Canada
in
the first game. So I'm not exactly sure.
I haven't watched any of it.
I haven't watched anything. I've been playing games with Cody when I can, and he keeps me updated. He's been watching.
I have no idea what's going on. I think it was the All-Star break for the NBA, so there has been going on.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Well, that's today. The game itself is
today. Well, the break, you know, I haven't seen any sports. Well, there's been nothing. College basketball's been on. You know, the Daytona got delayed today. I don't even know if it's going to happen. It'd be cool for a night race, though.
As much rain as they're getting right now, I'm not sure if they're going to get that race in. I just looked. There's still a delay.
Really?
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know when they're going to try to run it. Whatever. I don't know. It's just, they said high winds and rain. So
that's the killer feature of NASCAR is if it rains, they're kind of hosed.
They've had kind of bad luck down there lately.
Yeah. I think last year they were delayed too.
Yeah.
Like by a day.
So I don't know what's going on with the weather down there, but not very good. Again, weather not very good up here either. So what are you going to do? So what's new? Anything new? Justin, you look like you're about to pass out over there.
He just woke up.
Yeah, I'm still tired.
Still tired?
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, did she not sleep last night?
She did. Just not very well.
No. Yeah. Your mom said she didn't sleep well. She had weird dreams. I had weird dreams the night before, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I had the classic, I woke up and dreamed that you cheated on me. Dream. The classic.
What, you said that or she
no,
said
No, Alex
that?
Said oh. that.
Did she not look at you?
That's what I said.
Yeah, where are you going?
If there's a Donnie that's outkicked his coverage, we're looking at it.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, too.
That's
like,
terrible, actually. You can't keep getting away. Oh, that was the wrong button. I was going to hit the David button.
Wow. First thing I asked was she hot? And she said, no, you did terrible. I said, well, then what's the, like, why are you mad? What's the point here?
It's the principle, Justin. It's
That's
the principle.
Right.
Again, it's dream thoughts. You can't stop none of it.
No, and you'll hear about it, too. I just knew it. You'll hear about that for a while, but yeah. That's all right.
We forgot. There was the other big sporting event, Go Birds. I didn't even watch the Super Bowl, but they beat.
You didn't watch any of it?
I watched the halftime show. It's the only thing that mattered to me. Everything else was just like, yeah, whatever.
I watched the first half, and that was it.
Oh, crap show. I mean, Kansas City got their head.
Yeah, I know. I had it on in the background. Like, I wasn't actively watching it, but from what I saw, they looked terrible.
Oh, no, the Eagles. I told Mom halfway through the first quarter, I said, they are head and shoulders above
the
Chiefs. Head and shoulders. And they were. I mean, they just, whatever they wanted to do. And defensively, oh, my God.
Yeah, they were unstoppable.
Good luck.
Just when the NFL had me, I thought it was scripted. Then
no.
You and everybody else think that.
Well, again, we're good.
Hey, I don't think there's too many people crying because Kansas City lost.
No. No. I'll
tell you that.
Unless if they have money on them.
True.
Don't care, though.
Yeah, I didn't. Justin?
No.
Did you place any bets on that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. No. Are you doing any betting?
No.
Nothing at all, huh?
God, no. I don't have money to lose.
There you go.
Gave up on that women's tennis, did you?
It's about time.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I know your uncle's still doing some bets because I'll ask him.
Oh, Mr. Uncle Chuck?
Yeah, I'll ask him. He says, yeah, I'm still putting a few down. I don't know what he had for the Super Bowl, though. I have no idea.
Speaking of, just had him in town and went to a hockey game recently as well.
Yeah.
Took Marley, and it was an absolute blast.
Stinger, baby.
Yeah, I know. The stinger came right up.
Stinger.
Yeah, with the drum, and then realized there was a baby behind him and left, and then when someone else was stabbing on the drum, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Stinger, baby.
Yeah, it was great.
What
could you ask for?
Got a couple good photos? Yeah.
We did. We got some great photos.
He was high-fiving her.
I thought the seats were great.
Oh, I did too. I thought where we were, I mean, although we were giving Catherine all sorts of crap, I thought the seats were really good.
No problem whatsoever.
All right, let me give you an update, because I just said Joel was on vacation. Do we have an update button?
No, we don't. I have a laugh track button, though.
Well, there you go. There's your update button.
Oh.
Ain't away!
No, we're just doing the yikes.
Okay, here we go. He made it about 4 hours late. My cousin's daughter was trying to fly in from Akron, and she got canceled. So there you go.
What's that mean?
Don't laugh at old Joel. The poor brother's going out trying to get some vacation
in. I mean,
in.
It's Florida, though. Where are they going in
Florida? Sarasota, same place Mom and I are going in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm just not really.
So.
Yeah.
But look.
That sucks.
That's exactly right. They better get forward to a vacation.
Yeah.
And it hasn't snowed, like, in a month. And the day that he flies out.
Yeah.
It gets snowed. Oh, the poor dude. I can't tell you what, I mean.
Welcome to an Ohio winter. Sounds about right. Haven't had anything in weeks or a month, and then bam, snow.
Well, come on up here, dog.
Yeah, your dog is. Does he need a Prozac?
No.
I mean, I don't know what his problem.
I'll take that over.
No, you're the one who always says how much you love having Vinny. And I don't know how, Justin, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's so easy.
I don't know how to help. What is this dog doing? It's what is he trying to do?
He's trying to get to the popcorn.
Dude, you get in my popcorn machine, it's going to get ugly.
Come on.
That's all. And get your snot out of my face.
It's impressive. I didn't think it could get much uglier over there.
Huh?
I didn't think it could get much uglier over there.
That's not nice.
What? I don't know what's happening. Anyways, so the hockey game was good. This episode's a little derailed. This is the second time we started it.
That's all right, but I'm not going to start again. I don't care.
No, we're not starting it again, but.
Yeah. So we went to that game. All right, what'd you think of Bear Burger?
I didn't go.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, you looked at me.
You did look at him.
I didn't mean to. Okay, you didn't go.
It was all right.
Nothing special.
No.
I told Mom, that's one of them that, it was cool that we went one time, but I don't know that I'll go back specifically for
Who
that.
Who recommended it?
Can I tell you, it's just
was
like.
Was it Catherine?
I think Catherine had been there before.
Yeah, it's just like a thing for me that's just I find super annoying at restaurants. Get me a glass with some damn ice for my water.
Oh, what? Did they just have, like,
they
the
had pitchers
around?
Of water
That's
out
right,
that
yeah.
just sat, and you didn't get ice. That I don't want lukewarm water. That
you could have asked her for some.
Yeah, you could have asked for ice. What are you talking about?
I shouldn't have to.
No, I'll give you that. I'm not going to argue that point, but you could have asked her for ice.
A lot of the uppity restaurants do that, because that's what they do over in Europe. You get the big pitcher, and then you pour your own with the water.
Nobody wants lukewarm water.
Yeah, your mother does.
Yeah, I was about to say, Catherine does.
Yeah, no, I don't.
She drank a lukewarm pop yesterday. I was like, what the hell?
Who did that?
Do you want that in the fridge, Catherine? I was like, you're like my mom.
What are you talking about? I've seen you open up cans before.
That are chilled, not like warm.
Yeah, they got to be somewhat cold. There's no way.
Yeah, no. I don't like ice in my stuff. I like it cool, though. Like a nice.
Uh-oh, they broke down.
Yeah, they did. They let him. My God. I've never, all the times he's been down here, he's never done it that bad.
Because he wants to go play with Marley.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, he is obsessed with Marley today.
Who doesn't want to play with the granddaughter?
I get it.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Tell me she didn't look super cute in those headphones at the hockey game.
She did look cute. Oh, yeah. She did.
She did so well.
She did so freaking good. We made it all the way through the second period. Start of the third period is when we left.
She just got sleepy.
Yeah, you couldn't have made me happier when she fell asleep on my chest during that. We just sat there and watched. It was fantastic.
I will say that I was impressed, and again, I didn't put them on to see just how good they were because they never would have fit this big dome, but those must be some damn good headphones because when they shot that cannon off, and that cannon went off quite a few times, that kid never moved.
They didn't move an inch.
Didn't flinch?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
I honestly thought when they shot the cannon off, was going to hear that.
They must work because they panned to another baby in the stands and they had the same type of headphones on. Or earmuffs, whatever you want to call them.
So I don't think that kid has fear. I've never seen her scared.
Well, what's she going to be scared of at this moment?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's been times where I kind of played peekaboo with her and it stalled her. Yeah, it'll start.
Oh, really? I have yet to see her genuinely get scared and start crying because she was scared.
No, I've gotten her.
Way to go.
Not that I'm trying to, but I'm just saying.
Way to go.
I've seen it happen before. So, yeah. And how about the guy in front of us? Didn't come down for the entire first period. Never got to his seat. Gets down for the second period. They drop T-shirts and he catches one. If he had not been there, I'd have had that shirt.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I didn't. He was not in front of us the entire first period.
Maybe he snuck in.
Because Uncle Chuck and I were like, look at this guy. He's just going to come for the second period. He sits down in front of us. Halfway through the period, they dropped the shirts and he got one.
Uncle Chuck got pissed because the usher wouldn't let him back in. And he was like, my seat's literally right here. Like, I'm not going to step in front of anybody. And this is my family. I don't care about them anyways. And the usher's like, no.
When did that happen?
You
got to
wait.
I didn't hear
about
that.
I was right behind him. I was going to wait because I was going to stand.
Well, everybody knows you wait until
between plays.
Yeah, I know. But Uncle Chuck was just trying to put, like, my seat is literally right here. And he's like, no, no, you can't move. You got to wait, stoppage of play. And he's like, well, this is stupid.
Chuck, nobody told me that.
Oh, yeah.
A good fight because that was a tall, old guy, too.
Yeah, no, they would have gone toe to toe.
So that would have been a good fight.
I'm like, why would they? Like, that I thought was pretty asinine. Like, that's my empty seat right here. I wouldn't be playing. Because where you guys were sitting had, like, the, what's that? There was, like, a ledge there.
Yes.
Behind the stairs. So, like, he literally wouldn't have blocked anybody's view.
Anybody.
Yeah.
That was funny. I'd see. He never even said that we were.
He doesn't know
home.
I saw it. I don't think because I was just standing behind him. Like
you said, oh, see, David, you'd have been like, you could take him.
Him. Who does that guy think he is?
Yeah,
don't know who you are? I'm Chuck Maroon, baby. Oh, I can't believe
you don't need
you.
To know.
Oh, I wish you'd have told me that because I'd have been all over him.
Yeah,
I've been. Why you let that old man treat you like that?
I know. Yeah, we were
rude,
giving
don't you think?
A lot of
there were some fun.
Yeah,
some funny quips going back and forth. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
she'll never invite us.
Yeah.
She'll never invite us again. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. The game was a lot of fun. Again, the restaurant wasn't bad. It's just not somewhere where I'd have to go to. I told Mom, I said, you know, if somebody said, hey, we're going to meet here, you want to meet us? Sure. But if somebody said, hey, let's go there, I'd be like,
Now I'm really glad I skipped out then. It was probably a little pricey too.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Now the food was good. Don't get me wrong, but it was just, you know.
Meh.
Yeah, yeah. It was just as you guys.
We
like
have
to say.
She made the bingo list thing for like the 24 places we need to try in Columbus that we both haven't had. And we haven't touched a single one yet.
What?
And February is almost done.
What?
Yeah, she made. Like, there's this trend or whatever on social media where you make like a bingo card and you get to try new things or like it's personal goals throughout the year.
Is there one that has sex on it? Because I want to take that upstairs.
I mean,
same.
I mean, like B sex.
No,
I sex.
No, it's okay. Well, we next topic.
Flustered there, did you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lost at this point. There's no point in explaining.
No, I mean, what? Oh, look, that might be where Elizabeth's brother's at.
Yeah, the station or
the ship.
Yeah,
they're showing at San Diego.
Torrey Pines. Yeah,
yeah.
Elizabeth, one of her brothers lives out there.
All right, so get back to this bingo thing.
No, so you fill it out. Like a bingo sheet. I don't know. Do you remember doing that in school where you fill it out and you
bingo? Make... Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
David, who does?
Well, I don't know. You're like sex. Like, that's what you were doing the whole time. So you fill it out. We did restaurants that we haven't had. So we're supposed to do it throughout the year, and we haven't done it yet. So we're, like, backlogged, and we might not even be able to get to it this month either.
What are you waiting on?
I don't know. We just keep forgetting. We've been doing smart and eating stuff at home, saving money.
Yeah, buddy. I'm all about that.
So
I was going to have tuna noodle casserole for leftovers this week until your brother opened the fridge. And dude.
He pounded it.
With ketchup, that's disgusting.
I mean, you sprinkle a little in.
Yeah. On your tuna noodle casserole.
No, on the side. You don't mix it in. You mix it in, weren't you? Oh, that's gross.
That's gross.
What is the difference, David?
Yeah,
you put it on anyway.
There's a difference.
It doesn't matter the vehicle you get it there. It's all going in the same.
If your sitta would have seen that, she'd have had a heart attack.
I mean,
tuna noodle casserole. I couldn't believe it.
It didn't matter.
How long have you known me? That's how I've always eaten it.
I don't remember ever watching you put ketchup.
How I've always eaten it.
With your tuna noodle casserole.
Always. Use your eyeballs.
I can't say I haven't done it. I like ketchup.
Oh my God.
I'm on my last bag of ketchup chips.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we have that bag of them all chips up there for you.
Never mind. I'm still good then.
Yeah.
I'm still good.
Well, we'll open them here so I can try them again.
No.
Yeah.
They're good.
They were good.
No, they are good. Not were. They are.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're doing this bingo thing where you're trying to go to different restaurants.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of different places. Some I've heard of and then some I've never heard of. But, like, you know, I've lived down here all these years. I've still have not been to the original Thurman's or Schmidt's. I haven't been to either one.
I've also never been to Schmidt's.
And I've lived here for, 15 years or whatever? It's a long time.
I could have sworn Mom and I took you to Schmidt's.
Nope.
I've never been to Schmidt's.
Never been.
I mean, they're right near each other. They're not far.
Yeah, I know. I've had Thurman's. Remember the Thurman's to go?
Right.
Delicious.
Oh.
Sad.
God, the best burger ever made.
Well, yeah, that's why I need to go to the original ones, because I haven't had that burger in like
It's a hole in the wall, and it's not big. It's delicious. We took Uncle Nate. He did the challenge. He won.
I can't do that, but...
He did it. He did it, and he actually got jalapeno poppers to start.
Oh, my God.
And ate it all.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was never so proud to be his brother. And my man put the hurt into that thing.
I remember you taking a photo and showing it to me.
Yes. Yeah. I might have that photo somewhere. And then Schmidt's isn't too far from there.
Man,
I don't know if
Schmidt's
is on the list, though, but I know Thurman's is. There's a couple. There's like Tommy's Diner.
Never heard of it.
Some of these places are in the ghetto, but they like have really high reviews.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we can try it all.
I never heard of Tommy's Diner.
There's a couple. We also kind of separated it, too, for like different, like there's four breakfast or five breakfast places, American food, Asian, I think there's a couple Indian places. Like, we're trying it all.
You best watch out, because you know she's
so diverse.
Bougie.
I know.
Watch where you
Maybe
go.
I should make it the bingo. She pays for half. We get
oh,
half
yeah, let me
list.
Know how that works out. For
yeah, good
then
luck.
I can
yeah.
tell you this. You won't be playing bingo sex.
Hey.
That's true.
I'm not going to hit the laugh track again. That wasn't funny.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny. That was a good one, big man.
You guys split stuff every now and again. I'm not paying for it all.
Oh, my.
She'll pick one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
You heard it now. Sorry, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
We're splitting. Oof.
Wow.
Maybe we'll do the roulette. We'll have the waiters. Here's two cards. Upside down, you can't see the names. Pick one. That's how we'll do it. It's a 50-50 chance each time. I like
that.
That's
not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's a good idea. It doesn't matter with you because your guys' money's it's the same. Like,
yes,
it's going out of the same account.
Yeah, Mom's and I, we don't.
But,
and I just read an article today saying that if you split your money, it's a quick way to end a marriage. They said you should put your money together.
Well, yeah, because it's hard. You got to go through divorce and figure that stuff out. Are you crazy? No wonder why it's easy. If you have separate checking accounts and all different accounts, different credit cards.
Dude, you're
so
already getting
easier.
Into divorce. Look at that. He's just like.
Well, I'm not even engaged. I'm just saying that makes sense, though, if you keep stuff separate. I personally do think if you're married, everything should be put together. Again, that's
agreed.
Just me seeing you.
I've never.
Up.
Yeah, I have.
That makes no sense having it separate.
Yep.
Why would you? Why do you need to hide it if you're spending? Shame.
Mom and I have never even. There's never even been once a discussion about should we split the money and never. It's. I mean, should we have separate accounts? Never.
No,
it's always been.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Always been same as it always has been.
If you can't trust your significant other with the same account, then I don't know what to tell you.
Just don't, my mom and dad had a separate one, and my mom said my dad called it his fun money. So if he just wanted to, you know, if he got out of work and he just wanted, but I'm like. Why couldn't he done that anyway with the money that you guys had in the same pot?
Yeah, that
why does it need
sense?
To be separate?
I mean, I don't know. But I'm just saying, I saw an article today was talking about.
There's probably people that do that. They live their whole marriage, whatever.
Oh, God. I know a bunch of people like that.
God bless.
Yeah. I know a lot of people. But hey,
all
like
I know
that.
Is if she opens up a credit card and you both are married, that's your debt too, dog. That's all I'm saying. That is inherited. And you're probably going to be footing the bill.
Oh, my Keep God.
Don't get a divorce. I still think the divorce rates are high. Although, the other sad thing, I think we talked about this a while ago, where marriage rates are also going down, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's your generation's not getting married. That's you guys.
Well, it's marriage rates and children rates.
Oh, well, definitely the kid rates.
Been significantly declining since the 70s.
Well, I was going to say, I know the marriage rate has gone down, so is the birth rate. It's just, that's how it is. Although
there's a spike after COVID.
Because you were home.
Not in this family, baby.
But also a spike in divorce, too. But
that's because you were home with them too much.
That is true.
That's terrible. Your mom's going to kill
you. Hey, there was more divorces in the year 2000 than there is today.
That's because there's not many people getting married.
Yeah, I guess that's also true. I mean, this is out of 1,000 people.
I'm just saying. So
it's not that many people.
Well, no, like a rate of 1,000, like for 1,000 Americans.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Justin and Alex are keeping the kid number up.
There you go.
Go God dogs.
Bless. Go dogs. Go dogs.
So there you are with that one. And you're still on track to get married.
For now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. All right. So the sad thing is, Justin, they both listen, so we're both going to get.
Oh, I know. It's funny.
And the funny thing up there, you know what your mother's going to be like? He always says that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this
so
is.
Mama's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well, get used to it.
You're at the 30 plus. It's whatever at this
point. She doesn't care. As long as we go to Jamaica, she's happy.
Honey, we're going on a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here, we're going on two almost back to back, so we leave for Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then we get back. We're home for, I think, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and then we're heading down to Florida.
Must Look at your guys' nice. First 3 months of this year. You're like.
But I
got to
tell
out.
You something. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's too much,
it's
isn't
too
it?
Much too soon. I mean, not that I've ever heard a woman tell me that, but it's just, he's like, bingo.
That is a bingo.
See? That was a good one. But, I mean, it is. I'm just like, oh, man. So, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get to Jamaica. I'm already looking at the weather forecast. It's in the 80s every day. Chance of rain.
It's like Florida.
Yeah, it's going to, at some point, you're going to get some rain. But cannot wait to get down there. It's another all-inclusive, which I've told Mom, I am telling, and I know it's expensive, so I'm not saying you guys need to do that, but if you have a little extra money and you want to splurge, do all-inclusive. It's so nice not to have to worry about anything. Not a damn thing. Just now, you can pay extra if you want for a different meal, that, you know, expensive meal and that, but there's like 9 or 10 restaurants at this resort. Why on God's green earth would I pay for a meal? I can eat it. A different restaurant every single day. So why not do that?
Yeah,
why
pay for it? Yeah, that makes no sense.
I mean, it was this one, all the cruises that we've taken, one time we spent extra for a steak dinner. It's because it was Jennifer and Sean's anniversary. It was Jennifer's birthday. Oh. Excuse me. It was our anniversary. It was Jennifer's birthday. And he said, I just want to get it. And we did. That's the only time on a cruise that I've ever done that. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, travel tip. Don't, as a matter of fact. Don't pay for them extra meals.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Play that hand, dummy. Don't do exactly what he said.
If you're doing it all-inclusive.
Yes. What's the point? Save the money.
Yeah,
You're not saving the money. You're spending the money. Why spend more?
Yeah, it's already spent.
I mean, use that money for an excursion. Even if you're on a cruise, the same thing. Instead of spending money on that, do one of the excursions.
No, the only money you spend on a cruise is the drink package.
Yep.
That's it.
Or if you like to gamble, you go to the casino. Which I've,
yeah.
Your mom got in a couple of the slot tournaments and did really well on them. But I just, honey, you go do your thing. I'll be sitting right up here at the pool. Don't even worry about it. You guys don't have any vacations coming up anytime soon, do you?
No. Again, we're trying to save money.
And you are going back up to Toronto.
Well, yeah.
I guess that.
And when is that?
June.
For your bachelor party.
Yes.
So I guess then the marriage is still on.
Yes.
No, I think at this point, the more I thought about it, this really isn't a bachelor party trip. It's more just we're going to Toronto as the boys.
It really is just more of a boys trip.
He's
How many
just classifying
are you going?
It.
There's going to be like 7 of us.
Oh, jeez.
And where are you staying at?
We're looking at Airbnbs.
What about the cabin?
That's not close to Toronto. It's 2 hours away.
And I wouldn't do
he
that.
He wants to do stuff in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, you just want, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to just ask Kato like that for the cabin.
Yeah. No, I just didn't know if you were playing. Well, you didn't stay up the cabin the whole time the last time you went up there, did you?
No.
Didn't you guys stay in Toronto a day or two?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah, that's I thought you were doing the same thing.
Yeah, no,
a
yeah,
couple days
are.
In Toronto and then a couple days at
no,
the
no,
cabin.
No, we're just staying in Toronto.
You can go look for Eric's glasses.
No, we tried that.
That's hilarious.
That's an inside. I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Yeah, we
wow!
did.
Oh, no,
yeah.
We did.
Like, yeah. That was, yeah. I mean, I know we did, the three of us, but
no, we did.
They're still at the bottom of the lake.
And hey, congrats to Mikey.
Yeah, Mike's
got
engaged.
He's taking the plunge.
We're dropping like flies.
Yeah. He did in Hawaii. I don't know how. It's kind of hard to top off.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You're setting the bar a little high there,
yeah.
Brother.
We're going to be at a freaking drive-in movie theater. Hey, baby. Turn over, here's the ring.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you just say turn over, here's the ring?
No, like I turned
Donnie,
over.
Donnie, what are you doing? No, hey. I heard turn over.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant I'll turn over, here's the ring.
Hey.
Go ahead and explain.
I proposed to your mom on a practice green at Good Park.
Wow.
We were up putting on the practice. It was dark out. I said, oh, let's go do some putting on the practice green. And I was standing there, and I had your mom was down by the cup, the hole, and I hit a putt and put it in. First time ever. I usually three putt everything. You thought I'd be nervous wrecked by then. I put it in. I said, hey, can you grab that ball out of there for me? She went down, grabbed the ball up, and then when she brought her hand out, the ring was with it.
Wow.
So there you go.
See, even something simple like that, you can get 30 plus years out of a marriage.
That's exactly right. So yeah. Go ahead and roll her over in the drive-through.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, yeah, you know. Oh, you wanted a milkshake with that? We get to the second window. Hey,
and knowing you, play the card roulette.
Open the bag. You know what? This is the best play. You go to the place, Cane's, for example. I show up an hour early, and I order, and I'm like, hey, here's the ring. Put it in the bag when I order it.
Oh, like, no, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, I wouldn't trust them. I'm just
saying. That's right, yeah. No,
I wonder if somebody's done that, though.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I bet you somebody's done it.
Because you might eat them fries a little too quick. Something could go wrong.
It would be in the box, you goober.
I don't care. And you don't think ain't somebody like, oh, yeah, give me your ring. No problem. I got this taken care of.
Yeah, right here. I got you, big boy. Don't worry.
That guy's outside in the back.
Okay.
Anybody want a ring?
Jeez, it was a joke the whole time.
Pawn shop around the corner.
Now, see, you always talk about we got nothing to talk about. We got something to talk about now.
Ugh.
Get it ready. Your mother has gone to Raising Cane's twice without even asking me if I want something.
That's just pretty messed up.
Now, how bad is
that's
that?
That's pretty, but twice?
That's messed up.
Twice! Because we were,
there's no Jody button or I'd hit.
Because we're looking at, you know, our finances, trying to get some stuff in order, so I'm going through and we're looking. I said, hey, what's this $17 at Raising Cane's?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I went one day and just got some Raising Cane's. Like, I give her a little shit for that. You could have called. Nothing. Go down the thing again. What's just another Raising Cane's? I'm like, what is happening here?
I went with the coworkers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening?
Rip.
Because I'm a Raising Cane's guy.
Who doesn't like Cane's? I was just like...
Because y'all know what I think about God's chicken since they got rid of the chicken,
God's chicken salad.
I'm saying I love them both. You can't make me pick one.
You can't make one or the other. God's chicken still hits.
No, they got rid of the chicken salad.
Hey, sad for you. Nobody's going there for the chicken salad, which is why it's gone.
Well.
Just get the damn chicken sandwich like everybody else. My God, that's what they're known for is their Chick-fil-A sandwich. Spicy chicken. Come on.
No. Well, all I know is the woman's been to Cane's twice and not nary a phone call.
See?
Would you like me to bring you
something?
See,
Mom, this is why you need a separate checking account.
Yeah.
See, what
caught
we
in 4K,
caught
getting Cane's.
Yep.
My goodness.
Twice.
My mom could buy whatever the hell she wants.
Of course she can.
I know.
But do you think a phone call would have been nice?
Yeah, I'll agree. If Elizabeth came home with Cane's,
hey, what would you do?
I wouldn't be happy.
Justin, what would you do if Alex came home with either Cane's or Chick-fil-A?
I would get right back in the car.
She comes home with Chick-fil-A all the time, and I don't get Chick-fil-A. That's fine.
Yeah, I was about to say, her and Chick-fil-A have a different relationship.
Wait a minute. Are
That's
you
a
trying,
closer to God relationship.
Are you trying to tell me that girl goes to Chick-fil-A and didn't call you and ask if you want something?
I didn't say she didn't call and didn't ask.
Your mother didn't call me.
I don't know what to tell you, big man.
So I don't want to hear that crap.
That's a rip.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Well, I bet if I'd have looked even farther down, I'd found another one.
Keep looking.
Oh, no, a third trip to Cades. That's it. It's done.
God forbid.
What do you do when you hit number four?
Everything else. Everything's normal here.
That is, your mom's up there making a delicious roast for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It smells so damn good.
Didn't it, though?
God, I can't wait.
And then what are these things that you guys brought over?
Heaven.
Did you see them in the fridge?
No.
She made Oreo balls. Yeah. She was basically in the gone. She throws the Oreos in the blender full with the cream in them. Blends them up with adds cream cheese into the blend, and then she flash freezes them and then pours hot chocolate on them, like hot white chocolate.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah, she brought two baggies, one for you guys and one for mom and I.
Let's go.
It's gas.
Now,
yeah.
Do I have to stay in the fridge?
Yeah, they're better cold.
Oh, I would think those are better cold.
Yeah, they're way
better. Eat them however cold. You want to eat them.
Why would you not like them cold?
I'll have to eat them all in the car before I go.
That'll learn her for not bringing home chicken.
Yeah, that's what she
gets. It's a wonder why the Donnie men don't play sex bingo.
I know. Yeah, I was about to say, nobody's playing sex bingo. You're ripping mom for buying Canes twice.
That's without asking.
Who cares?
I'm only three times, David.
Now, you
30
both,
years?
Yeah, David, Michael.
You're getting upset.
All right, if mom walked in and you still lived here.
Yeah.
And she walked in with two bags of Canes on different occasions. You wouldn't be like, what, no phone call?
Was it delicious, mom?
Oh, boy, you know what.
David's the first thing you would have said was, mommy, where's mine?
You know what she'd have done? You can have mine.
She would have.
She probably would.
And I'd have been like, well, honestly, what about mine? Don't touch his chicken.
Yeah, here's mom. Well, no, there's let me go back out. I'll go get you some.
Yeah, I'll go get you some. Can I get some? Shut up. I didn't ask you.
Oh, my God. That's
my
Canes.
Favorite, baby.
That's, well.
That's true.
Let's not go there. All right. Damn. So we got these Oreo balls or whatever the hell they're called.
I know.
I can't wait to try them now. Said I have to eat them all in the car before.
Ask your brother about his Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I made Rice Krispie treats. First off, I went.
You messed them up?
Well, here's the thing. I went to Meijer on Valentine's Day. I took Thursday and Friday off just because we just hired a new guy. I got to train him. So I'm like, I need a couple day mental break. So I took
gonna like hearing that.
I know. I'm about to be in the trenches for a couple of weeks, and we have people off coming up too for over a week, so it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a tough month coming ahead. So anyway, took 2 days off. Friday I go to the grocery store on Valentine's Day because we made a Valentine's Day meal, had to go get the ingredients, and I was like, you know what? We're having a game night too yesterday, which is Saturday. It's like, I'll make Rice Krispie treats as a dessert. I haven't had it in a long time. I get to Meijer, all the Rice Krispie treats are gone, and the only thing, like the cereal.
No.
Yeah, all the cereal, Rice Krispie cereal was gone, and the only thing I could chalk that up to is because people were making it for school for Valentine's Day as, like, treats to pass out.
Yeah, just
out.
Make an easy heart,
yeah.
Cut out hearts.
Yep, that was I was like, why the hell would all of this be gone? I even asked somebody, they're like, it's been out, like, this entire week. They had the.
You got to be kidding.
Meijer, yeah. Too, usually they're pretty stocked.
Meijer was stuck. They had everything else.
Meijer.
But no Rice Krispies. So I saw the Rice Krispie has this new Fruity Pebbles thing. It's not Fruity Pebbles, but it's like a fruit Rice Krispie. So I was like, okay, that's fine. Same guy, just fruit.
Same snap fruit. Yeah, one,
it's got the same grandpa, you know? It's probably the same thing. So I go home, make it, do the dance. I tasted it once it came out, like, done. When I was putting it in the pan, I was like, this is the bomb. Throw it in the pan, let it sit. Go to taste it, like, an hour and a half later, it's hard as a rock. Like, if I would, like, it almost broke my tooth taking a bite, taking a bite into it. I'm like, this was a mistake. How did this happen? I don't know if it was the fruity Rice Krispies. It just didn't have the right consistency, or it didn't like the butter. I don't know if it was the butter that I used. I have no idea, but it was dead.
I mean, I got to look. You guys sent us a picture of the pan. Now, here it said Fruity Pebble. Oh, Fruity Pebble Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Fruity Pebbles.
No.
But yeah.
Oh, David can never mess those up.
No, I've made Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie treat, like actual Fruity Pebbles, and those have come out good too. But
I could have swore, though, we did that one time with Fruity Pebbles and they did not come out good. Mom and I could have swore.
I've done it before.
But mom and I could have swore we did it one time and it was kind of bad.
Oh.
So my man David perfected that recipe, both bad and good.
So I mean, but yeah. Damn, could you imagine? I mean, that just sucks.
Rice
my
Krispie
man
treats
made them.
Are so easy to make. A box of cereal's $5. Shut the hell. Like, literally, it's $7 if you count the butter and the actually probably $8 because of
marshmallow cream.
Wait, yeah, did you see this? No, they're making a cream. Happy Gilmore too. That's kind of disappointing.
They are making a Happy
and
Gilmore
another too. Goonies. I heard
another Goonies.
That's so I'm not excited
that's,
for
yeah,
that.
I'm sacrilege. All in on the Goonies one. I never saw the first
can't.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore's hilarious.
So I can't
that's,
even. Tell
yeah, it's a classic, but like
I can't even begin
it's
to talk
Netflix.
About that.
I heard you've been watching Ted Lasso.
I was just about to say, but finally. First off, I must stay on this food topic.
Oh,
so
I'm
you got blown up there on
Ted
your
Lasso.
That's a terrible tee shot.
Yeah, I know.
You got blown up there on your Fruity Pebbles, but here's the one that I like the most.
What are we talking?
Okay, let me go back here and find this.
I'm waiting.
Okay. All right. Okay, no. Talking about hey, we're gonna go to the mall and all this and that, and I said, hey, you want to do that? I'm gonna grill today. Mom's making meatloaf. I woke him up before, then he woke up and was fighting for his life after Taco Bell.
Oh,
last
yeah.
Night. This was after the hockey game.
Yeah.
So and here's the only funny thing about that, because I almost stopped at Taco Bell to get some of that because I was still hungry after the burn. Now.
You know what? I made two. This is.
Wait, but let me finish this. Okay. So all I get is this gif of Kermit putting his head down with his hands like, mistakes were made.
Yeah. Mistakes were made. Listen, I've sworn. This is actually big news, too.
Uh-oh.
Chipotle, dead. They're gone.
Whoa.
I had that a while ago. It's the third time in a row my stomach's been upset after eating Chipotle. It's over. I even tried changing up different stuff.
Oh.
Dead to me. Chipotle. Never need to eat it again. Again, I think having the shawarma has set the bar so high for fast food. I'm just killing stuff that I don't need anymore. So Chipotle, gone.
Who wants to bet a buck right now that he'll have chip? No, he's cheap. He won't. No, I won't take that.
I will.
Once I swear it off, swear it off.
It'll take at least a 5-year cooldown for me to try it again. I'm telling you right now. And Taco Bell after that too. There's
fighting
no
for
way.
His life
yeah.
after Taco Bell.
It was terrible. Again, thank God for the bidet. No pun intended. That helped a lot.
I was just laughing at that gif. Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. Yeah. Taco Bell. Usually Taco Bell's only good like after 10 p.m. That's when it like really hits. It was good, but man.
It hit hard that night.
It hit and it kept hitting. It was the
gif.
But
you wish you had the
getting.
Burger place then.
Yeah,
at
that point.
Oh, yeah, because I don't think any of us were complaining about
it. I don't know if it. Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I was on an empty stomach. Maybe the two beers at the game didn't help. Like, I don't. Oh, I don't know. Don't know what happened.
I laughed. Mama, I saw that thing and I just started laughing. I went, oh, that had got to be rough. And it, again, like I said, it was only funny because I was thinking about stopping because I got hungry. I thought, maybe I'll pop into Taco Bell. I'm like, no. So I came home and ate. We had some leftovers, so I just ate the leftovers.
Yep, and that's...
Oh, a piece of pizza Mom had. That's right.
Well, here's the thing, too. Taco Bell also has gotten dumb expensive. A Gordita Crunch is like $5.50.
I got news for you, dude. Everything's expensive.
Well, yeah, but Taco Bell used to be the cheap. I spend $5, I eat, and I'm full.
Well, they got this box thing you can get.
Yeah, but that's all this other stuff is stupid.
Here's what bothers me, because I just saw that commercial, and that's why I thought about you and your time.
Yeah.
Here's what bothers me about the Taco Bell. Them more than any of them, if you say I don't want something on it, it's like you've offended them. And it's just like, oh,
oh yeah.
You can hear it in their voice. Oh
yeah, if you tell them no tomatoes on my taco.
Or no beans, because you know I can't stand refried beans.
No, yeah, I'm not that's like half their stuff too. I don't like their beans.
And they don't and it's just like you're like, oh. I'm like, what do you care? I'm paying you. I just want what I want.
Again, fast food people, I understand where they're coming from. They're like drones. I feel bad for them. It's like they take the same orders all the time. I wouldn't want to mess it up. That's why I like going to Cane's. There's nothing to change.
So does your mother.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want coleslaw? That's fine. Give me extra fries. That's it. Everything else of the recipe is just fried chicken, baby.
Yeah, it's unreal. But I'm just like, I hate refried beans. But the one thing that they show, I think it's their burrito supreme. It always looks so dang good. But the problem is you can't, to tell them no beans. And then I worry about what's this little teenager going to do to my food after I just told him don't put something on there.
You add a little spit shine.
That's exactly right.
Spit shine.
See, who always worry about that? So here, yeah, look, and I'm not taking shots at people, but I think your mother and I have sworn off wits.
Really?
Because the last time she, you remember.
Yeah,
well,
my God.
It did take them like 30 minutes
last
time.
And then, she was just like, I'm done with it. And then that price was unbelievable for the four of us.
Yeah, we're better off. Like, when you guys go, like, if we're having a family deal, just buy like a thing of ice cream at Kroger for $5.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Google it.
Well, we brought dessert.
No.
What am I Googling?
Ninja ice cream maker.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes, it looks sweet.
Did you see that?
I think it would pay for itself here after not even a year.
Now, I didn't look to see the price
of
it.
Oh, it's like $200.
What are you talking about? That would pay for it in a week. Have you seen this thing,
Justin? You
know
how bad it would be for
you? No, I haven't. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, it's probably a bad thing.
Everything that your mother has bought Ninja has been out of this world.
That's the thing. Okay, it's $350.
I don't care.
No. Wait a minute. What is this? 7-in-1 ice cream. Oh, that's like a single serve.
No, I got to see it. It's this big-ass
monster
thing. No, it's
a big... No, I think the big one's $350. Yeah. Yeah, where it has its own dispenser?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And how much is it?
It's $350.
I'm telling you.
That's more than the smoker. Do you know that?
I don't care.
We don't have any room.
What do you mean I don't have any room?
Where'd you put it?
Who cares? Again, think about it. Right. $350. Let's average this. I just knocked my mic.
If you get ice cream for so if mom and I buy ice cream for all six of us.
That's about $30.
It's $35
bucks.
To $40. Yeah. That's 10 times.
Yeah.
So if I were to do that 10 times in a year.
And we usually come over here almost once a week.
I would make my money. And what's one thing I always say when we're done eating dinner?
Wits.
What's the flavor at Wits?
And we could be making our own. It doesn't even matter what the flavor is. What do you guys want tonight?
Actually, what is the flavor of Wits?
I thought you just wore them off. The Shamrock Shake's back. I'd rather go to McDonald's.
Oh, I can't. No. I don't do shakes.
Gas.
I don't. Now, the only reason I would pay for that is because the money goes to Ronald McDonald. But isn't it true that most of the times when you go to McDonald's to order a shake, the thing is broken?
Yeah, most of the
90% of the time.
I mean, look at that
thing. And their shakes are mediocre. They're not even that good.
How much ice cream does the 250 one make?
Oh, no, I want that big monster.
Yeah,
thing.
If you're
you go big, go home.
That's exactly right.
That. And
give me a don't.
A don't.
A big or go home.
Don't say that ain't, dummy.
If you see something like that and it's $100 more, spend the other $100.
Wow.
You'll be happy that you did.
It says high risk selling out, Dad. You might want to buy it now.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, you better buy it now.
It's a hot item. I've got to show your mom.
How much ice cream does this make?
I don't care. I don't care. I saw the commercial for that the other day, and I about crapped. I mean, well, go back to the Ninja. We got the smoothie maker, which is fantastic.
Oh, the blender. She used that to help make the Oreo things.
Delicious. We've got the air fryer, I believe, is a Ninja. And that is fantastic.
No, yours isn't. But we both have.
No,
Ninja
I thought
air
ours
fryers.
Is.
No. You guys have got an off-brand one that's still living for some.
Well,
reason.
We just
Unless
got
a new one.
We just got those knives for Christmas that are Ninja are fantastic.
Well, I would hope so with a name like Ninja.
I mean, I have not. Just saying.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, buddy. All I know is whatever we've bought with Ninja has never been an issue, and I saw that thing about had a heart attack.
Yeah, I think everything we use Ninja-wise has been...
It's been pretty good. My smoker.
That, honestly.
I mean...
Next level.
Yep.
So there's been nothing that I can ever recall that we've bought Ninja that has not been fantastic. Oh. So there you go. Oh, quit looking at it. I'm telling you, brother. I did.
All right, I'm just hungry in general. I hear mom mashing potatoes upstairs. Dinner's almost ready.
No, this could be a good Father's Day gift, honestly.
No, I don't want you guys buying that.
Make one, yeah, that's great.
No, okay. I don't want you guys buying that.
Well, I think you're right, though. Over time.
Oh, you'll get your money back easily.
I just want to know how we're going to watch YouTube videos upstairs.
Yeah,
we'll put it on TV.
So mom can see. Like, it's so tough.
What's that?
Stuff like that's so tough. What if it's crappy? What if it's not good?
It's Ninja, though.
That's what I'm telling you. It's Ninja.
If they're going to make me spend $350 on an ice cream machine, you know it's going to be good.
A lot of people probably laugh at our smoker, but how good's that thing been?
I've had people ask me about our neighbors upstairs, like, because they have, like, the indoor grill.
Oh, my God, I'm sure they smell that all the time.
We saw him on the camera. He walked by with the dog outside. He was looking at the smoker, like, damn. And again, I could smell it all the way to the trash can. I'm telling you.
Justin, that you should ask for one for Christmas.
Richard and Jess are going to get one when they move.
Yep.
I'm
telling you, dude. It's the
it's so good.
Real quick, before we stop, has Dave used his smoker?
Yeah, he's been making wings and chicken.
And
it's delicious.
See? Yeah. There you go. Can't beat it. Cannot beat it.
The value, the price of the Ninja.
He got that big old thing for cheap as hell.
Yeah. Man, did he get a deal. I forgot to get on there and start looking. Maybe we should look on there for the ice cream thing.
That's true.
No, don't use the bets. Those are scam sites. He got lucky.
Well, you never know.
He didn't get scammed.
All right, that's it for this week. We're on vacation. We'll have an update. And we'll have a recap of the Jamaica trip when we get back.
Probably March.
Yep, it will be.